I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Thousands are dead or missing, thousands more hospitalized, unconscious and no identity, no family or friends. They're survivors of the Pakistan earthquake, an area where Christian ministry has been difficult. Now, Christian organizations like World Vision are there assisting. World Vision's James East is in decimated Balakot, Pakistan, near the epicenter. Unfortunately, aid distribution isn't very well organized there.
It's quite chaotic at the moment. You have all these different small-town groups up there giving out assistance, and then thousands of people trying to get hold of whatever they can.
Pray that World Vision will be able to help. Next, a Slavic Gospel Association church planter working in the Commonwealth of Independent States says ministry is growing. It's good news considering the challenges most believers face in the CIS. The team just held a Christian camp in a local orphanage. There were about 150 kids and caretakers. During the camp, the team preached Christ openly. At the end, a majority of kids liked the idea of continuing to have meetings and Bible classes throughout the year. And Michael Southworth is the Bible League's newest member of the leadership team there. He joins the group as the Executive Vice President of Ministries. Southworth explains that the thrust of his work with the Bible League is growth. His love for different cultures and peoples will help focus the Bible League's global vision.
One of the things that we really try to do is to contextualize our methods and our materials so they really work in a particular setting. We don't go in with a fixed program and say, this is what we're going to do. We say, these are our goals and this is what we want to accomplish. How do we do that best here?
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Discovery House Music's Celtic Cry, a free gift from Mission Aviation Fellowship, is available at 1-800-995-4828. Charles Billingsley, Scott Kerpain, Matthew Ward, and Shannon Wexelberg sing about the heart of a martyr and will remind you to pray for the suffering church. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.